Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know that people understand, especially during football season, B and I are out in Ashburn a lot, but like when the boys are all back in town, when the four of us are all here, the level of absurdity, Lamphill talking about what he was like as an adolescent, Jeff dancing to this song, whatever this song is called, it's just a wild ride. It's just an absolute wild ride. Toby Altizer doing the updates there. Shout out to Toby. He came last night, was hanging out at MGM National Harbor. We had a blast last night, man. You forget how dope it is to be in a sports book for a, not that last night was necessarily a big game, but it became a really fun upset vibe, and you get the snow on top of it. Comandante Tequila was there. I can tell you this, Brian.
He's not normal.
I met his wife, who's incredibly normal and sweet and nice.
Can't be incredibly normal if she's married to him. Just like I used to think your wife was normal until I saw you, and then I watched you dance with her one night, and she's as crazy as you are.
Mind if we dance with your dates?
Jeff,
it was a fun night.
If the dude is married, that chick is not normal, believe me. She's just like the dude.
Lamphill out here dropping pauses in the group text. Last night was a blast. MGM is just so much fun, and I didn't really gamble much, but I did not end up plus 75, but I also didn't lose any money. So, like, it was, I barely played blackjack. I was hanging out with Bees. It was just a great night. It was a lot of fun. Shout out to everybody that came. Jerome, there were a bunch of people that loved the radio show. It was a fun night. And then you get that game on top of it, just makes it awesome. Ahmet was there. We had a good time, dude. And then Drew Cohen was there. Drew says he's bringing a tailgate in on Tuesday to celebrate Thanksgiving. Heavy Metal Chris is here. There's a lot going on. But we have breaking news on the Fan. Is everybody ready for this?
All right.
Lamphill, can I ask you an inside baseball question? Don't we normally have Adam Pohl doing updates on Thursday and Friday mornings? Isn't it usually Adam Pohl on the Fan, right? I know why we might not have Adam Pohl.
Why?
Breaking news on the Fan. You ready for this, B?
Let's go.
You better sit down, man.
I'm ready.
Listen, you play it cool about most things.
I'm cool about everything.
This is going to knock your socks off, B.
I doubt it. If you're saying it, I doubt it. Seriously.
I wore my Orioles hat today, completely unaware of this breaking news. The Bowie Bay Sox have been renamed the Chesapeake Bay Sox.
Somebody, Jeff, I'll give you 200. Come punch him right in his face.
Yo, all I'm doing is reporting the news, B.
If you just hit him right between the
Lamphill,
eyes right
I am
here,
reporting
I'll give
the
you
news.
200 bucks. Soon as you hit him, I'll send Venmo.
Double-A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles announced new team name, Chesapeake Bay Sox. Everybody in this damn city is obsessed with names. I'm giving you name news.
Nobody's obsessed with that damn name.
Lamphill, how often do we get tweets and texts and calls about the name? Isn't this what they want?
Nope.
Give the people what they want? Jeff, you're the most Bowie-based person of the four of us. Is it Bowie's out?
He cares about Bowie. He cares about the
Bowie State.
He don't care about the damn Bay Sox or the Chesapeake.
You think Bowie State should follow the Bowie Bay Sox lead and now be Chesapeake State University?
No.
Hell no.
Not at all.
Why not?
Because.
You get a whole region.
We good. We don't need the region.
Listen, you guys are haters. I'm going to go on the record. Adam Pohl, if you're listening. I am here for a Chesapeake Bay Sox hat. I am here for some Chesapeake Bay Sox gear.
I'm not going to lie.
You don't get any, Jeff. You're a hater.
I'm not going to lie. JP.
Yes?
That does kind of like.
It kind of slaps.
I feel it. Nah, I feel like. Because like the
you
Bay Sox.
You feeling in your plums?
Nah, the Bay Sox, they were like. Like, I remember going to Bay Sox games when they were playing Reading. And,
I remember I went and watched Bryce Harper play for the Hagerstown Suns against the Bowie Bay Sox.
Hey, man.
That was before Bryce Harper was
right
taking over
by
aliens.
Right now, we got people turning off the radio show because y'all talking about this dumbass topic. Let's get back to football, please.
There's nowhere near Chesapeake.
That's what I'm trying to say.
You don't think, I mean, Bowie's 20 minutes to the Bay? How far is Bowie to the Chesapeake Bay? 20 minutes?
I really don't. I know. No, it's not closer to the Bay than it is to Bowie.
That's a good point.
All right. Let's go to the next damn topic.
Shout out to the Chesapeake Bay Sox. I'm all in. When I get gear sent, you guys don't get any of it.
I've already played in that stadium and stuff like that. I'm all good with it. I'm good.
So you want to talk football. And obviously, we had the NFL game last night. There's a whole slate of NFL games. Mm-hmm. But locally, dude, this Hayfield story won't go away.
It ain't going away.
How about, so the latest news, if you're unfamiliar with what we're talking about, there's a high school in Fairfax County, but basically Alexandria, that recruited a ton of players. And this coach, Overton, left his old high school in Manassas, right, and moved to this new high school in Fairfax and brought.
I just got a text. Somebody told me they're on their way right now to punch you in your face. They'll take the $200.
Nah. I'm busy. Now, so, dude, Azra Nomani is covering this thing for the Fairfax Times. Azra was one of my teachers when I was in grad school at Georgetown. She used to work at the Wall Street Journal. I just want to let the folks in Fairfax know she's going to sink all of you. Like, this woman is an absolute bulldog reporter. So, just behind the curtain, when I was,
let me be real, dog.
She's going to sink all of you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Stop
the thing
lying.
About it, though, she doesn't have to. If she's the person that's going to investigate everything, they're done. You can just look at this story and you see what the hell.
This ain't hard. Like, Dion, we ain't hard to find.
I went through the whole thing again yesterday, and I read this story that popped up. And you remember when the guy, what was that, UCLA, supposedly had raped this young lady, and the judge said, you're going to mess up this kid's life? He messed up her life. So this judge is like, these are kids with futures. How about the kids that the school they left? How about the kids that they took their position? How about all the other kids that have been affected by
it. The kids that were there, the tight end that just got bounced.
The judge even seems like he is in on the damn cover-up. You know, we can sit up here and play these games about, well, what about this? When you want to say, what about those kids? How about all the other kids that were affected too? You don't think anybody else was affected? And I would be willing to go out there right now. We can use my car. We ride around. I promise you all 20 or something. How many of those people that moved did not move into that area where they're supposed to be in that district? I'll put money on that.
Oh, 100%. There's no way they all live there. And what I find astonishing in it all, whenever like stories like this kind of exist, you always wonder just the audacity of these people. And in Azra's story, shout out to Wendy. In her story yesterday in the Fairfax Times, I can't be more clear to these people involved in Hayfield. She's going to bury you. She'll get every fact there is. But, yo, the audacity of these people on social media, they're posting this on Facebook, right? The AD of Hayfield High School is posting on Facebook back in March, yo, who's going to write the movie? We're going to win the states. And then the coach who has, you know how some people on social media mm-hmm. have like a fake name and they'll like hide their name in the middle? It'd be like Funky Jeff Walker Smith, like something like that. Uh-huh. The coach does that. If you're my high school football coach, just have a name. Just be a regular person. You are. But whatever, man. It's a different world, and social media is its own thing. But, like, the audacity of these people. So, shout out to my man. And I don't know enough about this, and I hope they're all nice people and everything goes great. Right? Yo, so this is on social media. The young athletic director, I'm just going to read this. This is from Azra Nomani, Fairfax County Times. Mm-hmm. Earlier this year, on February 17th, an excited Monty Fritz, the young athletic director at Hayfield Secondary School in Alexandria, posted a message on his Facebook page. Huge week at the Hawk's Nest. New head football coach announced. 10 days later, he shared a photo of the new coach, Daryl Overton, who had led Freedom High School in Prince William County to 2 state championships, punctuating his post with, "Best in the biz." Late last month, Fritz, 38, told friends, "One day I will tell the story of the last year and no one will believe it." Overton, who goes by Thomas D.O. Shelby OTF on Facebook, why?
I wonder what the hell it was myself.
Responded, "Bestseller, LOL, one day being next week if they play with our name one more time." A friend asked, "Who's going to play you and D.O., Overton's initials, in the movie?" This is high school football. You're grown-ups. What are you doing?
Hey, let me just say this, Jay. You read that story I sent to you, right?
Yeah.
So, in April, 9 people show up and join the outdoor track team.
Right.
And the VHSL deemed that not eligible. They had ineligible people running track, right? Some of those 9 play football now. How is a track team ineligible and the football team is not? Think about that. Just think about that whole little thing there.
I don't know if it's the skeptical part of my brain, the cynical part of my brain, perhaps.
Mine is just I read and I put 2 and 2 together and I know M=4 and not 17.
So here's the 2 and 2. Where's the money? Because
it's going to pop up.
None of this is happening without cash incentive. Mm-hmm. Like, you ain't leave. My man won 2 state championships at Freedom. Why do you want to go to Hayfield? Is there better lighting?
I can take my whole team with me.
Sure.
Because we already got everybody that's good, that can make that wrong on our side now.
Right, but like, there's a why, and it's not just for another title because you just won 2 of them.
Well, one person trying to lead the country real quick and be gone for 2 years.
The fact that, so this athletic director, Fritz, is leaving the country, Lamphill. Like, this is a movie. he's not resigning and deleting his Facebook page. He's leaving the country. Apparently, his wife has a job out of the country. Lamphill, you are the...
Well, yeah, because this one's not going to pay him much anymore.
Right. You are the professor. You are a professor emeritus. You have a PhD in
BSology.
BSology. Sniffing out the BS. What do you make of my man leaving the country?
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing that the Fairfax County DA doesn't have authority in France or wherever the hell this guy's going.
Dude, where, like, this is going to get to Youngkin. Like, this is a state. For all the, listen.
I mean, the campaign for attorney general is going to be starting in like a month.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's somebody's going to get asked
Go
about
get
it.
These guys.
They say we're going to change up stuff moving forward so this will never happen again. I asked the one question.
That lady's got to go.
As the question it's I asked before, are you going to change it? Are they going to be able to do the same thing they did moving forward? Or are you going to change anything that they did moving forward? If you have to change anything, what they did was not legal. So you can't now say, well, moving forward, because it seemed like a lot of people are in bed with this whole thing.
You know what's remarkable to me, and I don't know if you guys agree with this. The dude I'm not mad at the kids. They're kids. The adults are who need to be taken to task.
Yeah.
And of the adults that I'm least mad at, it's the coach. You know what the coach is good at? Winning ball games.
Coaching.
And some dude, I believe, some people, some group decided to pay him more to leave one high school and go to another and bring his kids with him and win ball games. That's what that dude does, right? The AD that's now leaving the country.
The AD.
Seems pretty
but
shady.
I'm serious. If you read the part, you can tell that story a little deeper. The part about the judge, how he treated one side.
It was remarkable.
And how he bowed down to the other side. You have to wonder. And I now look at that. Like I'm telling you, the young lady was raped and the judge was trying to act as if the guy's life is going to be ruined. Well, he ruined somebody else's damn life, so what the hell? So this one seems the same damn way.
I think, how is the principal not involved? Isn't the principal like
the principal's
CEO?
Name was in there too. Keep reading. Yeah, keep reading. You didn't read the whole story yet. Dude, keep reading.
How deep does the gots to go list
Let's
go?
Just say this. I got
the
a
principal,
buddy.
AD.
I ride bikes with certain people, bro.
Sure.
And certain people went to that school too. And I got some inside scoop. A lot of people about to go down, bro. That first dude was just the number one. It's going to be some other people, too.
Dude, you think you run the world, and you don't. It's just remarkable. This is the tip of the iceberg. I think there's a lot more coming.
What do we always say?
There's money somewhere.
The first thing the young people do is run and post everything they did stupid on social media. That works for older people, too, as we just figured out.
Enjoy France. Nobody go anywhere. We're opening the phones at 11 a.m.